Welcome to Design 30. My name is Jason Bilyeu, and in this podcast, I provide design strategies and tools to improve creativity, innovation, and overall design confidence. Welcome to a Design More Monday, coming at you on a Tuesday. I know it's a Tuesday, it's not a Monday, but here we are, it's happening. Things get a little crazy, but you have to make do. So today, as part of the Design More Monday theme, I'm going to be talking about something that is a design tool, a design method, whatever way you want to describe it, and that is what is called personas. So if you're a designer, an engineer, someone who's developed products before, you've probably heard of personas. And why are personas useful? Why are they something that actually helps focus your design and make better products? Well, the idea behind a persona is that you don't want to create products that are meant for just everybody, just the average of every possible user, right? There's a saying that is a product designed for everyone serves no one. Which that means if you have something that there's so much design that's gone into it that is trying to optimize it for everyone, like every possible scenario, every possible use case, you're going to have some clunky piece of junk at the end of the day, right? It's not going to be something that works smoothly for the users who actually really need it and really want to use it as a product in their lives, in their work, and however they are using the product, however they're using your design. So you don't want to focus on everybody. And if you have a new product idea or a new concept that you are trying to develop, if you aren't able to focus, if you aren't able to have some way to understand your users and actually kind of embody those users, you're probably just going to think of the average person. And so you're going to run this risk of developing a product that just somewhat serves a lot of people, but serves a lot of people poorly, right? And so it's better to have a product that serves a few people really, really well. They're going to be much more likely to buy it than a product that serves a lot of people, but not very well at all, because then you'll just have a lot of people who don't want to buy your product. And that's where this concept of personas can be really, really useful. So what is a persona? Essentially what you're doing with this is you're trying to develop a persona, a person who is actually one of your users, a person who kind of embodies a subset of your users, a very specific subset of your users. And you can have multiple personas. The recommendation is that you stay around three, no more than three. And so you have these different personas, which you can, think of it as who are your most likely users. And is there any way you can group these users into kind of this this picture of a person, this picture of a perfect user in a way? And you want to add a lot of details to this, right? You want to understand those people. You want to be able to empathize with this person. So you should actually have a picture. You should give them a name, you know, kind of helps create the empathy and helps make them more human, right? Which, you know, it's probably humans using your products, I would assume, unless you're interacting with more robots than I am, which if you are, that's interesting. But so it's probably human. So you want to humanize them, give them a name and describe them. You know, is it a child? What's their age? Are they going to school? Are they in sports? Are they someone who is focused on getting to college, or maybe they're a parent? Are they focused on raising good kids and providing for their kids and providing for their future? Are you someone who is a busy business professional, right? That could be one of your personas. So you're kind of just building out these, you know, two or three optimal or just kind of idealistic in a way users for your product. And then you're listing out all these characteristics of those users And it's good to have this actually on a board somewhere where you can display it to your team, something that's quick and easy to reference. When you are coming up against design decisions and you're trying to figure out, is this going to work well for them? Who's going to like this? Are they going to want this feature? It's really useful for your engineers and your designers, your product managers, your product developers to be able to look at something like, okay, well, if I were to kind of think about this through the lens of this persona, of this person, would I want a car that has, bulletproof doors, for example? Maybe that'll lead you to designing something like the Cybertruck. Would I want a vehicle that has just really good fuel economy? If I'm trying to save money and use that money to help my kids go to college, right? You can kind of see where this is going. So the main point and focus of having personas is that it prevents you from designing a product that is for too broad of a market base. Essentially, it's for too broad of a user. You're kind of taking this average of all possible users, and you're going to end up designing a product that's just average, right? Or unfortunately, if it's designed this way, it's probably going to be below average for most people, and you're not going to get any sales. So you want to use this to be able to be more specific. You want to use a persona so that you can better empathize with your potential users. You can take on their perspective. You can think through the product kind of using their mindset. And then, of course, these personas shouldn't just be developed by your design team sitting around a table. You should be going out and doing interviews. You should be using pre-dotypes, right? Pre-prototypes, and putting those in the hands of users and understanding your actual market and actually supporting these personas with market research. So they're not just created with whims. They're not just created by, hey, I'm the product manager, I'm going to just say that, we have three personas and this is who they are. But it just came off that person's head, right? That's not a good way to do it. You want to actually inform it with some real data. So early on, this should happen very early on in your design process when you're actually interviewing users, you're understanding the market, you're comparing it to competitors, you're seeing who's buying competitors' products, and you're taking all of that information. And, it's not super fast. I mean, it shouldn't take too long. I think it's recommended not take longer than about a month to do all of this, but you could probably do it much faster. But you don't want to fly through it. You still want to think through these different people and try to group them into these personas, right? That actually make sense and that encapsulate that segment of your market really, really well and are going to be useful for your design team to reference, going to be useful for your design team to take on their perspective, to empathize from their perspective. And yeah, it can be a really helpful design tool. And again, it's something you want to put up on the wall. You want it to be something that's really accessible and quick and easy and something that will just help you make decisions and hopefully help you make good decisions, right? And when you're always on a time crunch, right? If you're someone who's creating new things, you're always on a time crunch. There's always someone pushing you to get things done faster. So this is a way to help you make a decision faster, but a decision that's informed by your actual market and by hopefully the people who are going to actually be using your product. So that's a persona. It's a pretty quick overview. There's a lot of depth you can go into. There's a lot of reading you can do on it. But this is basically just an introduction to get you thinking about it and thinking about maybe it's something you could implement in your line of work, in your design process to help speed things up in a lot of ways, at least to help make decisions as you have these different conflicts arise, which inevitably will arise between engineers and different managers and things of that nature. So give personas a chance. It's also just pretty fun to make them. Give them fun names. Have a good time with it. Make it enjoyable. So that's all I've got for this Design More Monday on a Tuesday. I hope this was interesting. As always, there will be a Despair Last Friday episode coming out. And who knows, maybe even a few other fun episodes coming out this week or in the coming weeks. So that's it for today. Remember, as always, design more, despair less. Thanks for watching. And I'm struggling to find the button to turn this off. Let's try that one more time. As always, remember, design more, despair less. Thanks for watching.